I greet you all in divine love to let you know that Jesus is still the answer to the world. Today and forever, supplying all our needs, I welcome you all to Destiny House, where winners are born, champions are raised, lives are built and nurtured to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us and fellowshipping with us today. We don't take it lightly at all. I would like to say a big, big God bless you to every child of God here today. Put your hands together for yourselves. To the indubitable pastors, to the leaders, to the workers, and to the members, I say a big thank you for 365 days of God's glory, God's goodness, and God's favor. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your sacrificial efforts towards God's kingdom. Thank you for your givings. Thank you for your tithe. Thank you for your seeds. Thank you for your support. Thank you for going extra mile to build the work of our Lord Jesus. Look at someone saying, in every way you have contributed your quota to the Lord's work, God richly bless you. We are privileged to have Darlene and Altia. They join us all the way from United States just to come and cross over with us. Come here, come here. Come here, spare me 2 minutes. Let me introduce you to those of us. These wonderful friends are like my daughters in the Lord, my partners in ministry. Wherever I preach in the United States, every state I preach, they fly, they drive 16, 20 hours just to be part of what God is doing. And they came all the way from America just to cross over with us. And they'll go back and come back in February. Clap your hands, let's honor them. You may be seated. God bless and reward you. And to the first lady, to everyone here, God richly bless. Now, take your phone, go to Facebook and share the link right now. In 60 seconds, everyone lift your mobile phone, go to Facebook, go to Destiny Empowerment Chapel International and share the link to bless somebody. Share the link to bless somebody. Go on your phone right now. Go on your phone right now. Go on your phone right now to bless somebody right now. I want to encourage you to join us every Wednesday for our teaching service, every Saturday morning for our morning glory, then Sundays, our word and power feast. If you are here and you want to be part of this great church, this is an opportunity for you to connect to the grace and the oil and the power of the house. There are membership forms with the ushers. You have to pick a membership form and connect and be part of the fabric of Destiny House. There are tithe cards, welfare cards. You need to be part of the grace of this house. 2019, I want to be your lead pastor. I want to be your spiritual captain to take you to the promised land. If you believe it, clap your hands and shout a big amen. Now, if we stand for kings for the next 25 minutes, 25 seconds, before we go into a hot prayer, thank you, Reverend Masmos. Thank you to everyone here, my good friends, everyone here. Let's stand for the reading of God's infallible, unadulterated, unchanging, unchangeable word. And I will be in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Paul speaking says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Let's read in concert. If you are sitting, please be on your feet. Let's read and receive a short word of exhortation for the year 2019. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. I'd like to share a companion thought with Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Speaking about Jesus when he was born, and the child grew. Let's read together. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Let's read together. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor with all the ebullience and the tenacity in your voice and holla, I welcome you to your season of great grace. Why is it so? Look at me quickly. Why is it so? Today is exactly 5 years that we took off Destiny Empowerment Chapel technically, and it was inaugurated and launched in February. But today is mathematically 5 years we took off. And 2019, as a church family, it is our year of divine grace. And I want to use the subject, the great grace. 2019 is going to be your year of great grace. Grace upon grace. Divine grace. Lift your hands and shout the loudest, amen. Father, speak through me tonight. Anoint my mortality and turn it into immortality. Transmit humanity into divinity. Take carnality and bring it into spirituality. Empower my lips of clay to speak with clarity of speech and precision of tongue. Use me to minister power to somebody here today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated in heavenly places. And the child grew. And the child grew. He waxed strong and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. In 2019, men of God, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, wonderful, awesome children of God who have gathered here, grace is the secret of growth and increase. The sponsor of increase, the facilitator of growth, extraordinary, numerical, enlarged increase, the undergirding factor, the seed bed of increase and growth is grace. Jesus is the embodiment of grace. Grace was the explanation of the tangibility of increase and growth in the life of Christ. And today I came to sound a simple alarm that 2019, God will give you supernatural increase and growth. Under Basaya. Even to this church family, people that knew our beginning will have a shock. Some folks in our community will have a nervous breakdown because God is going to cause you to grow in an unimaginable manner of increase. I don't know whom I'm talking to. Lift your voice and shout, great grace. Everywhere grace is found, ladies and gentlemen, understand in the next 12 minutes, I'll be out of your way. Growth happens. Everywhere grace is located, increase becomes the tangibility of the story. Where grace resides, increase abounds. I don't know whom I'm talking to. Even if you don't want it, it is too late. Because 2019, God is going to empower you with grace to extremely increase, and your borders will overflow with the goodness of God. People that saw you to be minimal, people that saw you to be average, people that saw you to be a minus, they must watch out. Because supernaturally, I see the grace of God about to metamorphose you and catapult you to the dimension of increase and growth. Ladies and gentlemen, growth happens where grace is found. Get ready, Destiny House. We are about to spread. as a church family. We are about to increase as a church family. As the kingdom of God begins to spread, the kingdom of man begins to be elevated. 2019 is not a year that you will be innovated. It's a year that you will be elevated. It's not a year where you will capside. It's a year where you will upside. It's not a year where you will be demobilized, decimated, decapitated, destroyed, and be demeaned. It's a year where you will be distinguished for increase and growth. If you don't have a land, don't worry. God will give you a house without a land. I don't know whom I'm talking to. There is an anointing God put on me when we began to worship. Anything I say, even if I don't mean it, it will come to pass. I don't mean it, but you will be a millionaire in 2019. I don't mean it, oh, but you will own vehicles. You will start your own companies. I don't mean to say, but I just want to tell you. Finances you have never controlled before. Grace will locate you. All over Africa, your name will be synonymous with greatness. Where grace is, greatness is the mother of, oh my goodness, lift your voice and shout grace. Take your sin, the child grew. The atmosphere of grace is the atmosphere of growth. The atmosphere of grace is the atmosphere of growth. Get ready, you are about to grow. Look at someone, you are about to grow. And when you grow, you will glow. And when you glow, you will blow. My goodness, you didn't hear what I said. Anytime growth, increase is lacking, that means grace is lacking. The kind of man you want, the kind of job that you want, the kind of doors that you need the correlating grace to manifest that kind of miracle. Some of you are praying and you are trusting God for a particular manifestation, and God is saying you need the requisite grace to be able to manifest and vomit that miracle. I stand here as an embodiment of grace. I decree over your destiny, whatever you could not achieve in 2018, receive grace for it. If you shout amen, God will do it for you. Grace. Look at someone and say, shout great grace. Jesus grew. He was enlarged. He expanded because grace was upon him. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, great grace is the fertilizer of growth. Nothing fertilizes increase like grace. The absence of grace equals the abundance of stagnation. Can I say that again? The absence of grace equals the abundance of stagnation. Anywhere something is stagnated, it means there is a lacking of relevant grace. Grace fertilizes. It fertilizes careers. Grace fertilizes personal growth. Grace fertilizes ministry growth. Grace fertilizes marital growth. Grace fertilizes business growth. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but tonight I came as a son of God to decree and to declare, whatever is at the minimum, whatever is at the bottomless pit, whatever the devil has been restrained from your life, on this night of grace, receive the encapsulation of supernatural grace. They will look for you where they last saw you, and they will not be explained the largeness, the expansion, the enlargement of God's goodness over your life. Lift your hands and say, there is coming a sudden release of supernatural grace to manifest whatever God has designed for your life. Lift your voice and shout grace like a thunder. Ladies and gentlemen, understand in 5 minutes I'm out of your way. That grace is the vehicle for the race of life. Grace is the journey, race, and force. Life is a long journey of many chapters. Some tells of stories of failures. Others tell stories of successes. Life is a long journey of many twists, bends, and turns. However, when you board the flight of grace, it gives you the inertia, it gives you the momentum, it gives you the drive, it gives you the speed, it gives you the resolve, the power, the force to be able to combat the plight of life. Ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2019, without God's grace, your journey in life will be stranded and will be grounded. Without the release and the condiment of grace, your destiny will be arrested, because grace empowers you to become what God has ordained you to be. Grace is a kingdom asset for destiny. Paul speaking says, "For I am what I am by the grace of God." It's not in my intellectuality. It's not in my brown. It's not in my cognitive progress and prowess. It is not in my accreditation. It's not in my societal achievement. He spoke to Zachariah and then he answered and spoke a word unto me and said, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God, saith the Lord of hosts." Ladies and gentlemen, Paul speaking in Romans chapter 9, verse 16 to 19. "So then it is not unto he that willeth, nor unto he that runneth, but it is unto God that showeth mercy." In verse 17 says, "For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth." Look at the verse 18. "Therefore had he mercy on whom he will have mercy on." In 2019, God says, "I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy on." Which means that if God is about to bless you, he will not consult your past to determine your tomorrow. God will not consult your history to determine your mastery. God is not a God of referendum. I don't know who you are, what you are. I don't know what your name is. But one thing of a surety is that God is going to do something in your life. You can never afford it. There is no way you can ever pay for it. You don't have what it takes to be able to walk in the dimension of glory God will bring in your life. People will look at you, they will hate it, but they can never take it from you. Do you know why? Because God looks at you and you epitomizes the grace of God, because you had every excuse to leave God. You have every right to turn your back on God, upon all the stops the devil and his mother-in-law put you through. You are still calling on the name of God. When God looks at you, he is amazed of the intensity of your strength, your endurance, and your long suffering. You are in church on every Sunday, whether there's money or no money. You have never turned your back on God. That is why God told me, you are a candidate for his grace. Many people began with us, but most of us turned their back on God. Because you are still alive and you are praising his holy name, then 2019 is your year of compensation. Compensation of everything that you lost. Compensation of everything the devil put you through. Compensation of the problems you went through. Compensation of the battles, the unnecessary battles you fought. Compensation of the witches and the wizard that took your man, that took your door, that stole your blessing, that stole your miracles. I don't know whom I'm talking to tonight, but there is one man, there is one woman God sent me to. You shall be a carrier of God's grace. Get ready to manifest. In fact, 2019 is your year of manifestation. You will manifest the goodness of God. You will manifest the power of God. You will manifest the victory of God. You will manifest the goodness of God. Whatever you could not do in the last 365 days, I give you just 35 days. If I be a true prophet of God, I stand by this holy altar and I prophesy grace for marriage, grace for business, grace for elevation. What they said you could not do, grace will make it happen. What they said you could not achieve, grace will fertilize it. Lift up your voice and shout grace.
Grace guarantees destiny. Grace accelerates destiny. When grace arrives, destiny is assured. 2019, the Lord said, Bernard Taylor, I will use you to do great and mighty things. These 5 years were days and weeks and months and years of preparation for everything you have been through. Whatever you could not get this year, in God's own infinite wisdom, he prepared a better payable in the presence of your enemies. Whatever you could not receive, it did not happen because it was not your time. Let me tell you, some people, it was their time, but it was not their turn. But 2019, I came with a prophetic trumpet to sound a great blast that 2019 is your time. It's your turn to walk into your harvest. You went through hell and back. Now it's pay time. You went through many battles. Now it's remuneration time. It's your time of salary. I see an increase. I see an elevation. Lift up your voice and shout, yes! Grace is our season. Ladies and gentlemen, all that you can ever become is wrapped up and encapsulated in God's grace. To become in life is a function of God's grace. Grace is the secret of growth and increase. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whom I'm talking to, but somebody here today, you will find out in this scripture that Jesus began to grow. I leave your way in 2 minutes. He began to grow in stature. He began to grow in wisdom. There are levels of growth God will bring in your life in response to his grace. Physically, you will grow. Mentally, you will grow. Philosophically, psychologically, you will grow. Some of you, you will be modified and moneyed. Financially, you will grow. In every tentacle, dispensation, dimension of your life, you are about to experience a robust growth. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but there are 2 millionaires here. If you are part of them, jump and shout amen. Growth. Why growth? Growth is the fuel for joy and fulfillment. Nothing fuels joy like growth. Anytime you are stagnated, please understand that stagnation is the sponsor of frustration. To be stagnated is to be frustrated. There are a lot of people here tonight. 2018, we were stagnated. We had a stunted growth. The devil sabotaged, maligned, obstructed, impeded. He tried to hinder our acceleration. The more we prayed, the more we went through battles, and we were stagnated and we became frustrated. Anywhere people are stagnated, frustration is the end, and frustration is the enemy of potential. Anytime you are potentially gifted and the devil stagnates you, you become frustrated. And when you are frustrated, your capacity, your potential, your ability, your talent, your gifting is not able to come out. But in 2019, by the grace of God, I curse the root of every stagnation, every power of frustration. If I be a major voice in the world, then I superimpose the prophetic purpose of God over your life. That tomorrow by this time, you will grow, you will wax strong, and you will increase, and the grace of God shall be upon you. Lift up your voice and shout yes. Frustration is the enemy of potential. You can't feel low and fly high. Can I say that again? Look at your neighbor and say, you can't feel low and fly high. To be weighed down is to be slowed down. To be weighed down is to be slowed down. In 2018, the devil put you down. He put your prayer life down, your marital life down, your business life down, your economic life down, your financial life down. And when you are down, you are slowed down. When you are weighed down, you are slowed down. There is no growth, there is no increase, there is no progress when you are weighed down. But I decree over your destiny, every barrier is removed. Your headway is on the top, your highway is clear, your tarmac is ready for takeoff. Get ready to take off. Every storm is over. Every form of holocaust is over. Lift your voice and shout, great grace.
That devil is a lie. I decree over your destiny that the grace of God that came upon Jesus, that empowered him to do great things, will come upon your life. So tonight I came to sound the alarm unto you that in 2019, whatever you will achieve is not by your effort. That prayer you prayed is not responsible for what God will do in your life. 2019 is the year whereby God, in his own infinite wisdom, he has predetermined that he will elevate you. God will use your life as an example to tell your enemies that I am the Lord. Is there anything too hard for me? I lift one up and I put one down. The other day, Paul speaking says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8, he says, I am less than the least of preachers who are preaching the gospel, but to this grace God has given me to preach among the Gentiles. Can I talk to somebody? I don't know who I'm talking to. You may be the least in your family, but grace will make you the yeast. My goodness, I close with this. You may be the least in your family, but grace will make you the yeast. You may be so low in your family, but grace will raise you so high. You may be a nobody in your family, but grace that came upon Jesus, that made him to grow, it will come upon you.
your finance, your business. You will also grow. You will also increase. I prophesy over your life. I don't know where you are, who you are, but tomorrow by this time, what you could not do before, get ready to do it. What you could not take before, get ready to take it. Where you could not walk into, get ready to walk into. Whatever you could not receive, get ready to receive. But by the grace of God, I prophesy to 21 women, you will also marry, you will also be pregnant, you will also stand by this altar and give your testimony. To those of you trusting God for business, you will also receive your career elevation. You will have the business. God will promote you. God will elevate you. I don't know whom I'm talking to. You shall be the head and not beneath. You shall be above and not bottom. You shall be the first and not the last. You shall be a hero and not a zero. You shall be a champion and not a chicken. You will produce result in 2019. Result is about to hit your life. Get ready to own your own land. You will build a house in 8 months. Get ready to start your own project. You will build your own project in 6 months. Get ready. I see hospital owners. I see school owners. I see people here. God will pick you from the backside of the desert and he will elevate you. Somebody here today, you are about to walk into your glory. Somebody here today, you are about to walk into your power. In the next 60 seconds, I'm out of your way. The devil will look at you and you will tell the devil, it is not by my mind, because we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. If God be for you, who can be against you? When God says yes, no man can say no. When God says no, no man can say yes. When God opens a door, no man can shut. When God shut a door, no man can open. If he did it yesterday, he's the same today. He's the same forever. I prophesy, God is on your side. Favor is on your side. Power is on your side. Victory is on your side. In 2019, you will shine. You will marry. You will excel. You will prosper. For promotion coming not from the east, no promotion coming from the west, but promotion coming from the Lord. For the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, no favor to men of skill or understanding. But it's the time and the chance, the happiness to us all. I see a man, get ready to walk into your victory. I see a woman, get ready to walk into your power. I see somebody, you are coming out from every poverty. You are coming out from every stress. You are coming out from every curse. Somebody, get ready to walk in your victory. Somebody, get ready to walk in your power. Somebody, get ready to walk in your glory. Somebody, get ready to walk in your altar. Somebody, get ready.
Lift your hand. Our year of divine grace. It's our fifth year, and grace will be responsible for your story.
Handabasaya. Stand to your feet, everyone. Look at someone and say, grace will be responsible for my story. They will hear your story. They will think it's an anansism. They will hear your story. They will think it is too good to be a true news. Look at someone and say, neighbor, God is about to give you a miracle. It will be too good to be a true news. God is about to bless you real good. It will be too good to be a true news. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready for a major miracle. What God is about to do, it will be too good to be a true news. Your miracle, your blessing, your promotion, your elevation, your marriage, your glory, your power, your increase, your establishment, it will be too good to be a true. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Lift your hands. It will be too good to be a true news. Look at someone said, too good to be a true news. And he expanded. He grew because grace was upon him. May grace locate you tonight. A woman was called Sariah. She had menopause. And she had double menopause. But when God remembered Sariah, Makuma aneka ni mohosata, he who had double menopause produced a son. And they called the name of the son Lauta. So anytime God, they saw Isaac, he's an embodiment of Lauta. I don't know how long your miracle has delayed. 2019, God will put a new song in your mouth. I don't know who I'm talking to. The one who will laugh will be the one to take the blessing. Look at somebody, say, neighbor, I close in 30 seconds. You will smile again. You will smile again. You will smile again. You will smile again. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready for the last laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Isaac is on the way. Isaac is on the way. In 2019. Ha, ha, ha. Isaac. 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 I prophesy, receive your Isaac. Love as you love, God will lift you up. Isaac is on the way. Love, love at your enemy, love at your poverty, love at your pain, love at your past, because Isaac, Isaac, Isaac. Is on. The way. Isaac is on the way. You will not struggle like you struggled before. You will not go through. Everything you have to go through, you have gone through it. Now it's celebration time. Lift your hands and shout, Isaac is on the way. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. cycle of repetition. Any cycle of repetition that every day, every year, the same event, the same situation keep on repeating itself.
Yes, Lord.
2019.
Hey,
whoever will try to trouble you,
Jesus,
I declare they will die on this night.
Amen.
Invaders of your territory.
My God.
Family altars.
Jesus.
Fighting against you.
Yes, Lord.
Generational curse.
Yes.
On your father's house.
Jesus.
Tonight. Before the altar of Zion. As we clap our hands.
Hey.
Let that altar catch fire.
Yes, Lord.